All right, welcome to another episode of the Breakthrough Podcast, Discovering New Pathways. My name is Omar Muhammad, helping you improve and progress in business and in life. So normally, I would say over there is my co-host, Leon Robinson IV, but Leon is doing something else. So he owes us all lunch. So we got this on recording. It's recorded. I'm going to send it to him. He owes us lunch. But nonetheless, we are here. So the Breakthrough Podcast is brought to you by the Minority Business Development Agency out of Washington, D.C., and EDAC at Morgan State University. So we're here last Monday of each month. And you can find us on Instagram at Ride Small Business. We always have a guest, and I'm introducing guests in a few minutes. But don't forget, you can visit our website at edacmorgan.com. That's edacmorgan.com. We have a whole host of resources available for those formerly incarcerated individuals, including this podcast. We now have what we call Ride University, some small clips on how to get started in business. We're partnering with the Returning Citizens magazine, so you'll have an opportunity to see what's happening with the magazine. And of course, we have our two more things. We have our Entrepreneurship Bootcamp and our Alumni Association. So head on over to edacmorgan.com. All right, with that said, let me bring to the airways, if you will. This is their first time on the Breakthrough Podcast, but no stranger to talking about what they know best. So I don't know who to introduce first. Who did I meet first? Dr. Lila Campbell. I'm going to introduce her first. And then Katrina Leonard. So both are with A Step Forward. So first of all, let's welcome to the Breakthrough Podcast.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Omar. Thank you.
It's all good. So let's first start with who you are and what resources you have for formerly incarcerated individuals.
Okay, Dr. Lila Campbell. Again, Omar, thank you so much for allowing us this opportunity to talk about the things that we do and the resources that we bring to returning citizens. Again, my name is Lila Campbell, and I am the executive director of A Step Forward. We're located in the Harlem Park area of Baltimore City. We began this organization back in 2001, so we've been around for a while. Some of the resources that we offer, especially to returning citizens, we have a 3.1 residential treatment program. And that's for the returning citizen who is returning, is coming home, but may have dealt with a substance abuse problem that led to their incarceration. And what we do is we provide substance abuse treatment services, but we provide it within a residential community. So for the person who's coming home, that environment that you're going to, may not be conducive for you to maintain your recovery. You need a place where you can feel safe. You need a place where you can concentrate on being the best you. So A Step Forward would be that place. Again, during your time there, we would offer you housing. We, along with treatment services, you would be assigned to a counselor. You would work on your individualized treatment plan, and that would be the plan, goal set by yourself. What our counselors do is they don't try to bring you into their world, but they step into your world and help you try to fit the pieces of the puzzle together. So that's one program that we offer. We also offer mental health services. We know that a lot of times, you know, folks become addicted to drugs, and it's not just, hey, I want to try it, but it may be some underlying issues that lead you down that path. And statistics show that mental health has a lot to do with that. So we also offer mental health services. And again, you will be assigned to a counselor. They would do treatment planning with you. see what type of diagnoses that you you have, and work with you on understanding that diagnosis and learning how to cope and survive with the mental health diagnosis and being able to handle your daily activities of daily living. And the last program that I want to say that really kind of coincides with the mental health piece and the substance abuse is our psychiatric rehab program. And we understand that, you know, returning citizens come at different levels. We had some returning citizens that came home, had degrees, were ready to go into the entrepreneurship program. And then we had some who came home and needed to get GEDs. So we know that the levels vary, and we meet you where you are. We meet you where you are, and we work with you again with trying to accomplish the goals that you would like to accomplish. If it's, you know, understanding how to do a housing application in order to get housing, if it's trying to fill out a job application, a lot of things now are online, getting an email address, connecting with folks like Omar Mohammed to put your business plan together. So whatever it is that you want to do, and Katrina is going to talk a little bit more about some other things that we have put into place that really focus on, you know, helping you to return to our communities as a productive citizen with hope in the future. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Katrina.
Katrina Leonard.
Hi, Omar. Once again, it's a pleasure and an honor to be here today. Just to talk to you about what's my passion. So a little bit about what I do in partnership as long with as a outreach coordinator for Dr. Campbell. My profession is the bail bonding industry. I'm a managing general agent. I'm the first African-American general agent since 1997 in Maryland. So I wanted to take a more holistic approach to incarceration, especially from my end. I see a lot of my clients, family, are struggling when they were posting the same client over and over and over again. So what I did was talk to Dr. Campbell about her returning citizen program. So I was able to reach my clients in order for them to be successful and get the networking and the services that they need from being incarcerated at one point to now re-entering to society. This holistic approach at a step forward gives them the wraparound services that they need. One of the things that I do is their outreach. So we have established partnerships with the drug courts, and we have established partnerships with FASA. I've worked with the federal public defenders as far as making sure people can get into treatment. I have clients that are always incarcerated for these nuisance crimes. Mm. And one of the problems that they're having is that they don't have the services that they need, like a step forward would offer, meaning that you can get housing, you can get counseling, you can get the team that you need to better help you adjust to make better choices. Because I don't think anybody wakes up and say, I want to grow up to use drugs, or I want to grow up to go to jail. You know, so a lot of it, it's environmental, and it's like just giving them the opportunity to know that there is something out there. So from my standpoint, you know, a lot of people don't like our industry, but this is what we offer from my team. And I'm just thankful that a step forward has allowed me to be in partnership with them as well to help the system on a whole.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's is really important. You know, I was telling Katrina a couple of weeks ago, I said, we're good at the entrepreneurship piece. You know, we can help you with your business plan. And we know everybody that we touch, you know, even the students at Morgan State University, we know everybody's not going to be an entrepreneur. I would love for everybody to be an entrepreneur, but we know that everybody's not. We're good at what we do. Now, when the returning citizens come to us, you know, even on an application, we can see that these individuals may have a challenge with maybe housing, or maybe they need a job first to get there, get on solid ground before we come there. And we just didn't have a place to send them. And, you know, Katrina started telling me, you know, about what, you know, you all were doing. I'm like, man, this is perfect. So, you know, now we can refer even the individuals who are, you know, on solid ground. You know, I think a lot of individuals, you know, I don't want to use the word suffer, but, you know, mental health is impacting all of us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of the entrepreneurs that I work with who are not returning citizens, they always are asking, you know, for referrals for mental health services. So now that, you know, you all are in place, you know, this is a perfect opportunity to send individuals there. And for those individuals who are, you know, are back, and I always say you can't really start a business if your mind not right. So get your mind right and then come see me. You know, so once they get their mind right, then they can come see me. So there's an opportunity for both parties, all three of us, to really work together to impact this industry out there. And I commend you all for this. And now, Katrina, you gave me this number. I don't know if we should talk about, but we're going to talk about, because this is the Breakthrough Podcast. How many people do you see on a regular basis? That's for the bail bonds piece.
For the bail bond piece? Well, it's let's see, with all my agents, I'm gonna say we see about maybe 50 to 100 clients a month, more. That's a lot.
Yeah, so I don't want to put you out of business, but we should be able to put you out of business. Yeah, for the work. I mean, in a kind of a good way, you know. In a good way. So as individuals are coming to you all, you know, are you all helping them with a job as well? You know, because some of the individuals that we work with, they basically need money before they get started. Mm-hmm. So are you all helping them with that piece yet?
That's the PRP piece that Dr. Campbell was talking about. So they get a great team. That's the great thing about this program. So it's their goal driven. Some people might say, I want to focus on education. Some people might say, I want to focus on housing. Some people might say, I want to focus on vocational job skills. So Dr. Campbell has a group of professionals, and what we do is we look at the treatment plan and we give them benchmarks and we encourage them and we give them the tools in their toolbox to cope with things, to make better choices. Because until you get to the root of the problem, which is mental health and substance abuse, then your rate of incarceration is going to be there.
Wow.
And I think, I'm sorry, Omar, you know, during this this time when you have a lot of people who are leaving the job market, and then you have our clients who want to get in it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, folks may look, I mean, a lot of folks they're bypassing what your record looks like. And they want to know that, hey, you're going to show up to work. It's a great opportunity for our clients who are ready, because we're not just going to send anybody out there. They have to show us that they're ready.
Right.
And, you know, to get them, they're getting out there, they're getting their feet wet. They're liking it. So, you know, I mean, we've come from the era of our clients saying, you know what, I just want to apply for Social Security, SSI benefits, or TEMA, and I don't want to mess up my benefits. Yeah. But they're starting to understand that, you know, I like this working thing. Yeah. You know, I like getting out here and being able to go to work and seeing a paycheck, you know, every 2 weeks or every week. So, that piece is really, really working well for us. And we're excited about it. We're excited for our clients about it. Just to see them, you know, moving along and saying, you know what, okay, you know, we got one client who was able to get employment. He's looking for a better job now, but he has his own apartment. We helped him furnish. And Katrina can tell you, we get pitches weekly.
Mm-hmm.
You said daily of stuff he's added. We said, don't you add nothing else to that apartment. But, you know, I mean, it's just exciting to see them. And this is a guy who has spent the majority of his life incarcerated. incarcerated, and just to be able to work with him to the point of having his own apartment and being employable has been, you know, very exciting for us. So,
and Omar, just to piggyback off what she said, this same client, and when we did the RIDE program with partnership with you at our Step 4 University, our students were so happy for that opportunity, and he was one of those students. Yeah. So he made a good impression on his business idea. So that was some of the things that when we're trying to be creative and innovative, partnering with programs like yourself gives them a window of what life should look like.
Absolutely. And, you know, you talked about these job readiness skills as well. You know, my mother, she'll be 80 years old this year. And, you know, we got her an iPhone a couple of years ago. She calls us every week now trying to figure out this iPhone. So that leads me to technology. You know, what are you helping them out with, you know, what technology really means in the workplace? What it means for them personally and then in the workplace?
So that's a great question. A Step 4 University every Tuesday and Wednesday, and we're going to open it up to your listeners as well. We have what we call Mr. Hill. He's an IT person. He comes there volunteering his time on Tuesdays from 12 to 1, and he meets the clients where they're at with basic computer literacy skills. So if you have somebody that's a little bit more advanced, he works with them on that level. Our clients were so excited because they all got email addresses. So he took the time to set that up. So we have a really nice computer lab and a training center over there. Definitely want to send you some pictures so that, you know, if you have any listeners out there and you want to come over and sign up and just give us a call to talk about coming to a Step 4 University, because it is open.
Yeah. And if I can piggyback on what Katrina said, Omar, is that when we did the Step 4 University, or we reactivated the Step 4 University, we wanted to do it in a way where, you know, if somebody came from treatment, it didn't seem like another treatment program or another part of treatment. Yeah. When they come in, they're greeted by not a staff member, but a graduate of our program. Oh, and wow. He's greeting them with a smile, saying, hey, you're ready, you got your writing material, something to write with. And then we start off with mindfulness, because you say if you're not right mentally, then you're not going to be ready for the job. You're not going to be ready to open up your own business. So we start off with mindfulness and understanding how to be in a here and now, and how to tame your thoughts, how to tame your mind. Yeah. And then we move into, like Katrina said, workforce development. We move into technology. We move into whatever is needed, you know, to get them to the point where they're ready to move out and do business on their own. They're ready to move out and work on it and take care and deal with life on life terms. Mm-hmm. So we wanted to create a university that appeared to be just like that. So when they walk in, they see, you know, it's a classroom setting, and it's conducive to learning, and their minds are open to receiving the tools that they need, that we believe they need to be successful.
I like that. You know, one of the things that we do is we do the same thing. We bring a returning citizen who's gone through the program to kind of introduce the next class, you know. So I like that aspect of that. So I know that you are a nonprofit organization, and, you know, not only do returning citizens tune into this, but we have other individuals tune into this as well. What are some of the things that you need as a nonprofit organization? What's your ask?
Okay.
Hot tops.
Hot tops? Yes. Hot top with Nikes?
Nike? Laptop.
Okay.
Volunteers, professional volunteers.
And when you say volunteers, what do you need them to do?
Like for our university instructors, financial people that want to come in and talk about how to build wealth, people that want to come in and talk about nutrition, physical fitness. You know, we want we want ASF University and that community to be a force that everybody wants to come in.
Yes, and I think that like Mr. Hill is a good is a very good model. Someone from the you know, he's worked at a college for years in IT, very established, but volunteers, I mean, consistently with us, you know, every Tuesday for an hour, giving up his time and his talents. That's exactly what we're looking for. Banks, you know, a lot of times we say, we hear banks saying that we have, you know, financial institutions or financial literacy programs. This is a great place to bring those programs and introduce it to our clients as well. So Katrina is exactly on point of the type of, and we can always use a check. A check always helps. Mm-hmm. You know, we make sure that we provide snacks. We want our folks to stay. I mean, the university goes on those 2 days, Tuesday and Wednesday, from 9:30 until 2:30. We would like to make sure that there's coffee, waters, fruit, a nice nutritional lunch available. So, and funds can help us with those things.
Absolutely. Technology and the volunteers as well. So I need to reach into, I know we have something at Morgan where students have to volunteer. So I need to look into to that and just make myself a note, you know, Morgan students could come over and, you know, help out with that as well. All right. So if people are interested in participating, how can they reach out?
They can call us at 410-462-6001, or they can email us at lcampbell@takeastepforward.org. And we also have a website. It's www.takeastepforward.org.
Okay. All right. And, you know, so volunteers, laptops, financial literacy, fitness, technology, anything, I guess, that's going to really help people, as I always say, improve and progress. So, you know, so if you're tuned into this, you know, hit on over there, you know, reach out to the website, the email, lcampbell@takeastepforward.org. Mm-hmm. And get that phone number out once again, because I think I may have wrote it down wrong.
410-462-6001.
All right, good deal. All right, any final thoughts? Any other partnerships, collaborations that you're looking for?
I think that you know, if I mean anything that we can do, I know we have partnerships with like community associations. We have partnerships with the police department. We're willing to partner with any community organization. The one thing, because it teaches our clients that, you know, you just don't live here. A lot of times, like for instance, we do a morning cleanup. And we're up at 7, we're out at 7 o'clock. We're doing morning devotions at 6:30 to 7 o'clock. We're out, we're cleaning up. If you drive up Fulton Avenue at Fulton and Landau, it's clean. And you know, the clients will say, why are we the only people out here cleaning? And I'm like, I don't care, you live here. When you come out, you want it to be clean. When the kids walk down, you want them to see clean, you know, you want them to see, you don't want to see a whole bunch of trash. So I don't care if anybody else, if nobody comes out, we'll be out there cleaning. So if you are, you know, doing positive things and you're looking for partnerships, then, you know, because that's what I want to show the clients. Yeah. I mean, it's a holistic approach to treatment. You know, we deal with the mind, we deal with the physical, we deal with the spiritual, you know, so it's a holistic approach to treatment. So yeah, we're looking for partnerships. If you're looking and you think that we would be a good fit, please feel free to call the numbers. So we welcome partnerships.
You remind me of my father, you know, so he was the guy that was always cleaning up in a place called Hollander Ridge back in the day. So on Saturday, we watched some cartoons, But when it was time for us to get out there, we're cleaning up. And I used to say the same thing. Well, my brother said I used to say the same thing. And he used to say, why are we the only one cleaning up? But it was always clean.
Yeah.
You know, so you definitely, I mean, I like that aspect of it as well. All right. So one last question, that is, why should someone venture out and, you know, go to a step forward versus some other program? Some other company, because it's more than just a program.
Yeah.
Because we're small enough to know you, but we're large enough to care. So you get
say that again, one, Katrina.
We're small enough to know you, but we're large enough to care.
I like that.
You are more than welcome. We welcome clients to stop by and just to see the team of dynamic counselors we can put together. Our goal is to, like Dr. Campbell said, put one piece together, one piece at a time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Katrina said it really, really nice. And I mean, and that's not just, I mean, it's when I look around at my staff and I can see, you know, not just one person caring, but everybody caring. I mean, Katrina, when she talked about bringing this partnership together, I mean, she doesn't just bring the client, she brings the family. Yeah. You know, she's talking to the parent, saying that, you know, your child is okay, or your child has you don't have to worry while they're here. You know, parents will worry, my son's locked up, you know, can you get him out of jail? They need help. Katrina follows that family, and that's just not Katrina, but that's the rest of my staff. That's how the caring goes. So, you know, we have clients that if a client leaves, because I'm not going to say 100% stay, you know, it's all about the disease of, it's a part of the disease of addiction. But when they leave, you know, we still get the phone calls from them. We still get them dropping back in, saying, you know what, I really appreciate you all for doing that. And that's all we can give is 100%. And we tell the client, we want to give you 100%. If you give yourself 100%, then everything's going to be well. But I just like, I mean, step forward, because the love is across the board, from the person who's cleaning up outside to on up to the top. So
I like that. So as we go out one more time, website again and a phone number.
Okay, telephone number is 410-462-6001. And the website is www.takeastepforward.org.
All right. Dr. Lena Blue Campbell, I could say blue. Lena Campbell and Katrina Leonard, thank you all for coming on to the Breakthrough Podcast. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having us,
thank
Omar.
You. Great job, Omar. Keep up the great work.
No problem. All right. To listen to past episodes of the Breakthrough Podcast, just venture over to edacmorgan.com. That's edacmorgan.com. We're on Instagram at Ride Small Biz. So thank you for tuning in. And until next time, continue discovering new pathways. We'll see you next time. Peace.
This is Mixed Lab Production.